I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn.
Right.
And reason.
Feel weak. And when you feel weak, you feel like you want to just give up. But you gotta search within you. Try to find that inner strength and just pull that shit out of you. And get that motivation to not give up and not be a quitter.
Till I collapse, I'm spilling these raps, long as you feel them. Till the day that I drop, you'll never say that I'm not killing them. Cause when I am not, then I'ma stop pinning them. And I am not hip-hop, and I'm just not Eminem. Subliminal thoughts, when I'ma stop sending them. Women are caught in webs, spin them in hawk venom. Adrenaline shots, the penicillin could not get the illin to stop. Amoxicillin's just not real enough. The criminal cop killing hip-hop, filling a minimal swap to cop. Millions of pop listeners, you're coming with me. Feel it or not, you're gonna fear it like I showed you. The spirit of God lives in us. You hear it a lot, lyrics the shock. Is it a miracle or am I just product of pop? Is enough. But sizzle my whistle, this is the plot. Listen up, you pizzles for God's lizzle does not give a fuck.
Till the moon comes up, till the lights go out. Till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out, and my heart hurt out. I'ma rip this shit, till my bone pull out. Till the moon comes up, till the lights go out. Till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out, and my heart hurt out. I'ma rip this shit, till my bone pull out.
Music is like magic, there's a certain feeling you get when you reel and you spit. And people are feeling your shit, this is your moment. And every single minute you spend trying to hold on to it, cause you may never get it again. So while you're in it, try to get as much shit as you can. And when your run is over, just admit when it's in its end. Cause I'm at the end of my wits with half the shit that gets in. I got a list, here's the order of my list that it's in. It goes Reggie, Jay-Z, Tupac, and Biggie. Andre from Outkast, Jada, Corrupt, Nas, and Thimmy. But in this industry, I'm the cause of a lot of envy. So when I'm not put on this list, the shit does not offend me. That's why you see me walk around like nothing's bothering me. Even though half you people got a fucking problem with me. You hate it, but you know respect you got to give me. The press is wet dream like Bob and your Whitney. Nate, hit me.
Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out. Till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out, and my heart hurt out. I'ma rip this shit, till my bone pull out. Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out. Till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out, and my heart hurt out. I'ma rip this shit, till my bone pull out.
Soon as the verse starts, I eat it at MC's heart. What is he thinking? I'm not to go against me smart. And it's absurd how people hang on every word. I probably never get the props I feel I ever deserve. But I'll never be served. My spot is forever reserved. If I ever leave Earth, that would be the death of me first. Cause in my heart of hearts, I know nothing could ever be worse. That's why I'm clever when I put together every verse. My thoughts are sporadic. I act like I'm an addict. I rap like I'm addicted to smack like I'm Kim Mathers. But I don't wanna go forth and pack in constant battles. The fact is I would rather sit back and bomb some rappers. So this is like a full-blown attack. I'm launching at 'em. The track is on some battle and raps who want some static. Cause I don't really think that the fact that I'm slim matters. I'm black and platinum status is whack if I'm not the baddest.
Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out. Till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out, and my heart hurt out. I'ma rip this shit, till my bone pull out. Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out. Till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out, and my heart hurt out. I'ma rip this shit, till my bone pull out.
truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
Episode 133, The Motivator, Part 2, Rhyming Treason Radio, coming at you, DJ Gower, DJ Matador. DJ Gower's on the phone lines.
Hell yeah, we got more motivation than a 5-gallon drum of Red Bull, motherfucker.
I wish that was true. I have little motivation these days, unfortunately. And it's got to be like 70 degrees outside, and I'm just sweating my ass off in this man cave. Which, as of late,
it's glorious out here.
It's become a dark, stinky hole at this point. But you need to visit it. Been listening to a lot of vinyl.
You just went at a K-hole? Are you at a rave?
I said my man cave has become a dark, stinky hole at this point.
I don't want to go into your man cave stinky hole.
That's where the magic
you
happens,
sick
dude.
Bastard.
My band Fight Music, we're making a new album. Yeah, that should be good, hopefully.
Did you decide on a name for the album?
No, DJ Gower had the perfect name, but it was already taken.
No.
Of course it was.
Because it was perfect.
That's right. Anyway, we're still bringing you the podcast 7 years later. Fight Music is my band, if anyone gives a fuck. Fast punk rock.
DJ Matador, what do you think about giving these people some motivation to want to go buy your new album by playing a track from it on this show?
Yeah, it's not ready. I've only got the music. No vocals yet.
30-second teaser?
Maybe. I'm down with
that. Come on. Some, you know, fake, the people demand it.
Some ridiculously fake bass that I overdubbed that I can't play live, probably. I'm like, really? We played it that fast? Fuck. Well, that being said, I will play just that part. Just so you can revel in.
Ooh, what about the fastest and the furiousest
track off the album?
No, like, as the name of the album, the fastest and the furiousest.
I'm not sure. Anyway, we were on our last episode bitching about craft beer, and I liked it.
Yeah, well, I like beer, so I think it goes hand in hand, pun intended, with this show. And, you know, I mean, so important, in fact, is beer a role of this show that we actually had to put recording this part of the episode on hold just so DJ Matador could go get another beer.
Yep, it's in my deep freeze, and soon they'll be nearly frozen, and that's when I love it the most. So, yeah, it's ice cold, some Drake's, Silicon Valley, giving them a shout-out.
Drake's is huge, man. I got no complaints on Drake's.
Anyway, Viceland, it's a channel. The DJ Gower does not have Viceland, I don't think. But King of the Road, it's back. Thrasher Magazine, one of the best shows on TV. Absolutely.
Except for American Ninja Warrior. That's my motivator.
Now they have the teams, right? It's good stuff.
Is that how it goes? I don't know.
You haven't seen the team edition? Shit, I watch too much TV.
You know, every ninja for themselves, man.
Oh, and
I've been watching that show since fucking Living in Chico days, man. Like, when it was all in, like, Japanese on, like, what was that, the Spike Channel or something?
That was MXC, wasn't it?
Well, there was MXC, but there was also Ninja Warrior.
Oh, yeah,
and in Ninja
was.
Warrior, like, the people would come out and they'd be dressed in these crazy-ass outfits, and then they'd go through those obstacle courses, and you're like, what the fuck? like, holy shit, that's insane. How do they do that while wearing a clown suit? Like, it was the weirdest shit back then. Obviously more
the
mainstream
glory days.
Now, but still a cool show, I gotta say. No hate for Akbar Abajamila, or whatever the hell his name is.
The host.
The hardest fucking name in the world. I can't believe they have a host of a show. Like a full-on, like, 32-consonant name. Like, oh, jeez. There was a funny clip, actually, of him going around at a party with a sign up of his name. And was like, pronounce my name. And, like, no one could do it. It was funny. But, yeah.
Nice.
I like that show. So, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, audience. If there is any. The feed hits.
Yeah,
I was just checking
right.
The
I'm
stats.
Bro.
They're going huge. I don't know what that means. Is it real? Who knows? They just want you to pay your $10.
So just so everybody knows, this show is recorded on a Thursday, and the Warriors have been showing their motivation to whoop the fuck out of the Cavaliers 3 games in a row. And so my prediction is that we're going to bring the fucking broom.
Yep.
In the
tomorrow night.
House.
Tomorrow night is going to be a Warrior Championship. Pretty crazy. King James can lick my ass. Fuck that guy.
Queen LaFlop.
Yeah, he's so overrated. Kevin Durant. I say he's the best player in the NBA. Close second, Steph Curry. Then we'll have LeBron.
Well, I was impressed that the way that the Warriors reacted each night was like they found who was hot or where the weakness was on the floor and would just attack it. And Cleveland just didn't have an answer for it. I mean,
the return of Coach Kerr.
They could come back and score points and get themselves back in the game, but the Warriors just kept exploiting them every opportunity they could. Whether you're a Warriors fan or a basketball fan or not, this series has been some seriously fucking entertaining television and sportsmanship as well. Except for fucking LeBron. Fuck that guy.
Absolutely. Anyway, here comes some music. Who knows what it will be? It'll be something cool about motivating. That's for sure. So, rhyme.
And I'm sure he's a really nice guy off the court, whatever, but yeah.
Freezing. time has almost come. Stand up and be someone. Finish up your dinner and join up with the winners. I'll leave for real this time. I'll leave just kind of try. When I say go, you say go, 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 go. Gotta think it through. I know what we should do. It's go, 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 go. Wait right here for now. Till we figure how to open the land and finish out a man and go, 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 go. In our life repression, teach them that lesson. Let's talk it through again. Decided that we will fight soon. The time has almost come. Stand up and be someone. Finish up your dinner and join up with the winners. I mean for real this time. Only just kinda try. When I say go, you say go, 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 go.
My feet hurt.
Inside the mind of a carjacker.
and that bitch is slipping.
It makes me wanna creep. Damn. It makes me wanna creep.
I got something for your mind, your body, and your soul. I got something for your mind, your body, and your soul.
Damn, I'm such a G. It's pathetic. Here comes the big-headed nigga that's dipping, sipping on Courvoisier. Goddamn, I must have the floss today. Now pimping ain't easy, but it's necessary. So I'm chasing bitches like Tom chased Jerry. I put the pedal to the floor in my two-tone Ford Explorer. You know how it's done. Sounds bumping, ain't that something? Jumped on the 110. She's flying in the blazer like Ghost Speed Racer, but I ain't gonna chase her like Racer X. But I won't flex till it's time to have sex. So when you wanna get together, cause you know a nigga like me is down for whatever. Damn. And I'm down for whatever. When I was little, I didn't wanna be like Mike. I want to be like Ike, cause Papa was a Rolling Stone in the 60s and he liked green just like Bill Bixby. Told me that my best friend was a 10 and a 20. Pockets never skinny. Play Let's Get It On in the living room. And when he got drunk, you better give him room. Cause he'll turn the party out saying this is my motherfucking house. And y'all got to go through the dough. And if you can't find the dough, he'll help you with the fo-fo. Talking much shit on the grass and straight down the blast. I'm still in my PJs. He's in a turtleneck sweater. And we down for whatever. Solid pro is down for whatever. The Don Jaguar is down for whatever. Yeah. And it don't seem to stop. Now, I don't talk a lot of shit, but when it's time to get busy with these hoes, let's go. Cause I'd rather see a skinhead dead than my niggas wearing blue or red. Cause I got the gift to hit them hoes swift. And I'm smelling like a fifth of something. Yeah, that's right. I'm standing in the stove. Koreans act so nice. Cause I got potentials to blow up a Winchell's donut. And you know what? I'm cool like that, like Diggable Planet. But don't take a nigga for granted, cause whether it's a vertical or the LA foe, you just don't know that this rapping ass nigga will change with the weather and be down for whatever. And I'm down. Creep. And I'm down for whatever. Pump it in your Jeep. Ice Cube. Devoid of pop, and I would never dance for you trick ass niggas. Damn. It makes me wanna creep. It makes me wanna creep.
Thank you.
we're back. We gotta take the power back. Come on, come on. We gotta take the power back. Hey, yo, check. We're gonna have to break it, break it, break it down. But the lesson plan he can't recall. The student's eyes don't perceive the lies bouncing off every fucking wall. Closure is well kept, I guess he fears playing the fool. The place that students sit and listen to that bullshit that he'd learned in school. Europe ain't my boat to swing on. Can't learn a thing from it, yeah we hang from it. Gotta get it, put rather in. I'm like a motherfucking weatherman. Expose and close the doors on those who try to strangle and mangle the truth. Cause the circle of hatred continues unless we react. We gotta take the power back. Yeah, we gotta take the power back. Come on, come on. Yeah, we gotta take the power back.
Episode 133 coming at you, Rhyme and Treason, The Motivator, what? Part 2.
What do you know about motivation? What gets you up in the morning? What really stirs your coffee?
DJ motivation.
Find it at a store near you.
He needs to release a product called Motivation by Gower.
Yeah. It'll be like a Red Bull, but just call it Motivation.
There you go. Motivation in a can.
Make it taste worse. Just make it taste worse than Red Bull, and then like people will love it.
Sounds about right. People suck. So all you listeners out there, if there are any, we're back with a vengeance via the phone lines. Soon we'll get together, though. So I've abandoned all gas growing, Gower. What do you think about that?
You abandoned what?
Barbecuing with a gas grill. I do only charcoal now.
I don't hate on it, but I think that both have their place. I think that you should either have both or only charcoal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing the applewood, if you're into that.
Yeah.
Applewood smoking. It's pretty amazing.
That's legit.
Yep. And another development is
on that point, though, I've been stuck with a propane only situation recently, and I gotta say, I've been making some killer ribs coming off of a propane only cook.
That's funny. I just did a 3-hour ribs. That was insane.
Nice. Yeah, I did like an hour and a half, like wrapped in foil on the grill, with it on like really like a medium to a low heat, and then at the very end, like take it out of the foil and blast it on high heat with a little bit of sauce on it to give it like a glazed crisp. So, fuck yeah, that'll motivate your ass to eat well more than enough ribs.
I know, we got a barbecue soon, man. I got the burgers. The burgers are legit as fuck. We'll have to add the burgers. Applewood nice. Smoked burgers. Grilled onions. Of course, you got to put cheese on there. That's pretty much all there is to it. Fresh ground beef, of course. From
of
that
course.
Day.
Like, organic fair trade. Like, the cow did yoga and shit before they killed it.
They were massaging it and then butchered it.
Yeah.
That's Kobe.
Massaging it while slowly draining the blood from its heart.
America. Anyway.
Just go to sleep now. It'll be okay. It'll taste delicious.
So I've been listening to a lot of vinyl lately, which is random.
That's awesome, actually. I just kind of uncovered my USB record player. I'm like, dude, it's actually motivating me to go get a legit, like, mixer or whatever and, like, set up an actual stereo in the house and do that so that I can listen to my, like, 3,000 records that I have.
Nice. I think I probably got about, I'm looking like maybe 100. that I have a good.
Oh yeah, no, I have like. You know those like IKEA bookshelves with like the like 9 or 12 slots or whatever.
You gotta, it's filled to the brim.
Yeah, like completely filled with records. I'm like, I might have an issue.
You'll hear some Kansas on the 70s Magic Edition that's coming out soon.
Oh, is this Kansas track a teaser to...
No, it's not. But who would have thought Kansas was some weird-ass Rush-style... Did you know that? I didn't know that. You've got to cut out their records.
I never really gave them a chance.
Me either. I'm like, what in the hell is this? Who would have thunk it? Anyway, we're old. We're pissed. We're still putting out the podcast. Rhyme and Treason Radio. You can't touch us. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you did, we appreciate it.
And there's one person I know listens for sure. We'll give him props out. Mark, thank you for actually listening to our podcast.
Danny Reynolds. He's always all over it. He listens to them all.
Yeah, I guess Danny does listen as well.
So we got two.
Has also been a guest on the show.
He did. That's true. Maybe that's why he listened to it. Anyway, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. The Motivator. Hopefully this will motivate you to do some shit around the house. That's my sole purpose of putting out these two episodes.
It's going to motivate me to go masturbate to porn.
Nice.
Anything's got to be better than this, right?
What? This is quality shit, man. It's the Grey Poupon of podcasting. I don't know what that means. Anyway.
That Grey Poupon, that heavy, huh?
Yeah. You'll hear a lot of cool shit if you keep listening.
Like, freaking Kendrick Lamar song gets stuck in my head like every day.
Yep. 70s rock magic coming soon once we meet up. I'm saving it. Got a lot of other cool themes coming soon if we can just get together and shred it out.
Us getting together coming soon.
That's right. Then we'll be in our element.
Sounded wrong.
I don't care. DJ Gower, are you having another kid or what? Because everyone has the pop out like 25 kids. It seems like.
No, but we may try for a second one.
Okay. Everyone's.
Yeah. Gonna,
yeah.
You hear that?
All
you
my
heard it here
kid.
First, folks.
He's actually going to get laid. That's awesome. All right.
I
thanks for listening.
May try.
Yeah, we're in our mid-30s. Everyone's popping out the kids. What the fuck? Actually, you'll hear a Doug Stanhope trisotomy bit. That's going to be quality in this one.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's illegal in Texas. Anyway, here we go. Closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Good talking.
If you did.
Good talking with you, Gower. Miss you, buddy. Got to get together next month for sure.
Hell yeah, Matador.
All right.
You got to roll the R, or it doesn't sound legit. It's got to be Matador.
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 Played out and way past our prime. Here we go. Rhyme.
And motivate your treason.
Don't get everything is true, but what it don't get, I- say
Do you know the story?
Yes.
There's two butt fuckers. Listen. There's two butt fuckers butt fucking in the privacy of their own home. And there's a third butt fucker, Dad. This is a story. There's a third, that's the twist. The third butt fucker who used to butt fuck one of the butt fuckers who's now butt fucking someone else in the butt in the privacy of his own home. And he knows they're butt fucking, so he's pissed off. And he calls 911 and he reports a burglary going on at that address, you know, which there kind of was, right? It's a little breaking and entering of some kind going on in there, but that's their business. But fucking pigs kicking the door thinking it's a burglary, find them butt fucking, arrested them under sodomy laws, convicted them, and an appeals court upheld that conviction in March of this year. That's fucking sick. All right, first of all, when you consider the overpopulation in this world, you consider the natural resources that are getting pissed away like draft beer at a frat party. Homosexuality is completely underrated in this society. You know a homo, buy that guy a drink, man. Next time you get a good parking space down here, send a homo a cocktail and say thanks, buddy. That's the guy who didn't spit out 9 ugly fucking kids to park there. Next time you get to work on time, send a homo a flower and say thanks, pal. Thanks for not having more kids to clog up traffic even worse. We're outbreeding dead people. 2.5 babies born for every dead guy at a rate of 9,000 people per hour dumped onto this planet surplus as overcrowded as... Homosexuality is part of the solution. Yeah, the fucking nature has a way of writing itself, and the more you... keep insisting on slugging out larvae, the more of them are gonna pop up queer, and thank God for that. You got kids you get to pre-board an airplane? No, fuck you, you wait till last. You're part of the problem. Let the homo pre-board. You wear a rubber or get a bus pass. Sodomy should not only be legal, it should be promoted. Next to big government-sponsored campaigns to get you to try sodomy. Next to every anti-abortion billboard, there should be a big pro-sodomy billboard. Take one in the fanny, save money on a nanny or something. Something catchy that the kids can wrap their little heads around. Choose life. Choose ass. Skip the middleman. And sodomy's not just butt fucking. Before you ladies get all queer on my plan, sodomy technically is any type of sexual act that is not meant for procreation. And I know that because it was posted over my bed at the old Allen Park Inn. There was a big sign next to the Bible that warning you. If you need a baby that bad, kill 3 people and be part of the solution. Go to the pound and get a baby, right?
Rhyme.
And treason.